Ugh, why are all these Christmas movies so fucking happy? Like, seriously. Well, no, but some people aren't happy at Christmas. Some people find it a detestable holiday where everything is just made worse because everybody else is happy. So when I turn on the TV and all that's on is Christmas movies, it just makes my day feel shitty. So why can't they put on other stuff? Like regular stuff. No, this isn't the Stone Ages. I know I can put on Netflix or HBO Max or something, but fuck. I miss just putting on the TV and watching TV. And I'm not old. Don't even say it. What are you so chipper about? I'm not the only one who got my ass dumped before the holidays. If you talk about silver lining crap one more time, I'm going to kick you out of my apartment. Pretty simple. No, because I want to be bitter right now. Stop it. Ugh, don't make that face at me. Yes, I want to be bitter. Because I was supposed to be going home with him for the holidays to meet his family, and this is something we've been planning for months, and then all of a sudden, at the last fucking second, he decides, no, this is going too fast for him, and this is too much, and he doesn't know what he feels, and he needs a break, and he's going home alone. So, my family is in Europe because we finally got the ability to travel again, and I said I wasn't going because I was supposed to be with him. So now I'm stuck here, no family, no boyfriend, with you, no offense, not my first choice. It just sucks, okay? It sucks. And excuse me if I want to be a little bit pissy on Christmas Eve, because this is my situation. Ugh, you are so annoying. Well, yeah, I know it's what we make of it. Well, what happened with yours? I thought you were supposed to be bringing her home to your crew. See, this is why you don't bring your significant other home to your family. It's a curse. As soon as you make that decision, it's a fucking curse. You're done. If you're over the age of 25 and you bring them home to introduce them to your family, it's a fucking curse. Just keep the family away from them, you'll be fine. No, I don't mean it. I'm venting, clearly. She did? Okay, your mom is like the sweetest person ever. Yes, I will go to your house for Christmas. That sounds like we're like 12 again. Yes, I will accept her invitation for Christmas dinner tomorrow. That is lovely, and I will have to thank her. Why didn't you say something earlier? You've been here for like 3 hours, dude. Come on. Ugh, stop. Anyway, you didn't answer my question, so what happened? Because I talked to you like a week and a half ago, and everything was good. And then you called me this morning and said you were hanging out because she wasn't. Oh. Oh. Well, it's never good when you find out you're the side piece. Shit. Sorry. That sucks. That's not fun at all. Are you okay? What do you mean you knew? I will never understand you. Okay, you knew on some level? What does that mean? What are you, psychic? She didn't want to come home with you. Got it. Well, some people are just kind of, you know, skidgy like that. Fine, we don't have to talk about this. Anyway. You know what I miss, though? You know what I really, really am pissed about? We are, like, away from work for 2 weeks, okay? I took 2 weeks off. I was fully expecting to have lots of time with his family and a fuck ton of sex because we've been so busy at work lately that that's just not a thing. Probably part of the problem. So I'm, like, horny and just not... Sorry. We don't talk about this shit. It's just a letdown, because now I have 2 weeks of, you know, sitting in my apartment staring at the walls. And masturbating, apparently. Well, there's an upside. Well, why are you laughing? Oh, you had the same thought? Well, that's... I mean, you're... Yeah, I'm not surprised. What? What do you mean we could scratch that itch? Are you serious? Okay, so scratching that itch involves what exactly? Dude, we've been friends for a long time, and not once have we ever come even close to that line. I'm just wondering how fucking depressed you are that even occurred to you. Ugh. Yeah, how fucking depressed am I that it's actually an appealing idea? Well, no. I mean, not to be, you know, rude, but I don't want to date you or, like, marry you or anything, but you have a penis, and I could use one right now. little pleasure hit to the brain. Hey, you brought it up. Beats looking for shitty Christmas movies on TV. Yeah, I'm serious. Aren't you? Don't tell me you're not. I know your serious face. I do. I promise. Okay. What do you mean that's not what you were thinking? Well, what other itch were you... Okay, you're coming over here. Sure. Why are you on your knees? This is just getting stranger. Sure. It's a good thing I, you know, was prepared for this. Well, not you. I was fully, you know, groomed because I thought I was... Anyway, proceed. It's fine. You are taking off my pants. Like, you're just... Oh. Okay, there it is. It's right there. What are you gonna do down there? Alright, I'll spread my legs. This is a little surreal. Not quite the Christmas I had in mind. You're licking your lips. That's a little telling. Is that what you're gonna do? Well, here, let me put my... I'll put my foot up on the couch. There you go. Is that what you wanted? It's fully open for you? Oh! Warm tongue. Mm-mm. Okay, well, this sucks significantly less, and... Okay, well, that sucks differently, but... Okay, wow. I don't know what I was hoping was going to happen today. Maybe find a non-shitty Christmas movie. Having your tongue on my clit was not even on the radar. Oh, fuck. Dude, if I had known you could do this, shit, we would have been doing this a long time ago. Yeah. No. Shh, don't talk. Just suck. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, I don't have a preference. Use your tongue, use your lips, suck it, lick it, flick it. I don't care. Just do what you gotta do. Oh, God, that feels good. Yes. Okay, I lied. Run your tongue over it like that. Just slow strokes. Oh, fuck. I didn't know how much I needed this. Oh, yes. Okay, you need to, like, get your hand in your pants and stroke yourself, okay? Oh, yes, I want to see you touch yourself. That's so hot. Yeah, take your pants off. I don't care. Do what you feel is best. I admire the commitment. You're not even, like, letting up as you take your pants off. Shit. There it is. Oof. Yes, I like what I see, dude. That was... Oh, I thought clear. Oh, God. Suction is good. Wow. One hand for you, one hand for me. Is that how this is gonna work? Yes. Oh, you're fingering my pussy now. Yeah, I feel it. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God, yes. Work the clit and fuck me with your finger, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, stroke yourself, yes. Oh, I do like watching that. Oh, God. I'm gonna come on your tongue if you keep this up. That's the goal. Okay. Oh, man. Well, significantly improved evening. Yes. Oh, fuck. I can't spread them any wider. Here, I'll put the other. There. The other thigh is out of the way. Heels up. Yes. Oh, fuck. Two fingers. Oh, fuck. You want me to come, don't you? Yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. What? Oh, you just took wetness from me and put it on your cock so you could stroke. Fuck, that's hot. Do it again. Do it again. Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, there. Oh, right back in. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, suck my clit, I'm gonna come, I'm just gonna watch your hand as I come, yes, oh, fuck, yes, oh, harder, fuck me harder, yes, come, yes, I did close my eyes on you. Hold on, it's intense. Hold on. Keep stroking. I'm good. Holy shit. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. My pussy is, like, burning. Not in a bad way. It's, like, on fire. Oh, that nice lick from your fingers all the way up to my clit. Oh, that was nice. Yes, that was very nice. No, don't start again. Okay, hold on. Need a minute. Now, I don't have condoms, so you can't put that in me. Do you have condoms? Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, so I want you to finish, but you can't fuck me because we have no protection. So you're going to stand up now, I think. Does that work? Stand up, and I will return the favor. You can come in my mouth like I came in yours. Does that work? Awesome. Let's do it. Oh, yeah, just stand there. You can do whatever. Just don't force my head down or anything. I don't like that. At least not. Never mind. What? I was going to say not if we're not in a relationship. If I'm in a relationship with you, you can pretty much do whatever you want. But this is different, so respect, please. All right, let's do this. Oh, I forgot you used me. I can taste me. It's good. That was a contented sigh because I like sucking cock. And I just came. It's a good thing. So gentle. You like watching? Okay, go for it. You're swelling on my tongue and leaking down my throat. You're getting there, aren't you? Your balls are tightening too. This is a really good idea. Merry fucking Christmas, man. Wow. Can I what? Go deep? Yeah? Do you want me to? Not a dumb question. Some guys don't like it. Yeah. Okay. Like that. I want you to come on my tongue though, because I like to taste it. If you come down my throat, I don't get to taste it as much. You just twitched when I said that you like the idea that I like the taste. I do. We're gonna go for it, okay? You do taste good. See? Delicious. You okay up there? Good. Whew, that was quite the idea. I'm just gonna, pull my shirt down. My hoodie's long. It's good. So that was a shock. I kind of wish I had condoms, though. Is there anything open? Well, I mean, we have all night. It's still Christmas. Christmas is still shitty. And I feel like we could do a lot more with that little idea for making it not so shitty if we had the proper equipment. And by equipment, I mean condoms. So should we venture out and see if we can find some? I'm sure there's something open. Variety store, drugstore or something. Yeah. Well, maybe it won't be such a shitty Christmas after all.